My dear Claire, many thanks for your letter and most welcome parcel. The Scotch oat cake is good, but unless kept quite flat, it breaks into bits very quickly. Yours arrived quite good, but was soon in very little bits. The prunes and apricots I ate just as they were. I enjoyed them. Now for the body shield. Did you get my last letter in which I told you to be sure and not send it? It is extremely kind and thoughtful of you, but my dear fellow, it's quite impossible. I received it today, and it's an excellent thing, and I have always thought that the War Office should consider the issue of something of the sort. But you must take literally my saying that every ounce must be carefully considered. This weighs some pounds. When our equipment is all fixed together for going up the line, the weight is such that some men require help to get it on their backs. When we went up last, in addition, I carried a waistcoat containing 10 bombs and also a shovel. All this weight is a great strain on the feet, and you will readily see that if one goes head over heels into a muddy shell hole, the heavier you are, the deeper you sink. That's not meant for a joke. It is a most serious aspect of weight carrying. Now, this shield would be the last straw to break the Tommy's back. I will do nothing in the matter until I hear from you. And it must have cost you a pretty penny. Say the word and I can easily return it to the makers. I really have nothing special to tell you. The country round here is charming. A touch of Devonshire about it. The barn where we are billeted is attached to a little house, the monsieur and madame of which jabber at one in a hopeless manner. My few words of French are in great request by my fellow soldiers. We've had dinner and seem to have finished for the day. Most annoying that when one has the liberty for a good time, one cannot get away. Human birds in a cage made of army restrictions. Again, many thanks for the very, very kind intentions. Your affectionate brother, Jim. P.S. Just received your second letter. I shall return it to the makers.